Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news yesterday, December 1st, the Highlands County Sheriff's Office Consolidated Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a 16-year-old male that was shot at the American Car Wash on Hal McRae Boulevard in Avon Park. The Criminal Investigations Unit and crime scene investigators are on the scene conducting an investigation. At this time, they're looking for a person of interest, John Travius Perry, aka Trey, a 24-year-old black male. If you have any information regarding this incident or Perry's whereabouts, please contact the Criminal Investigations Unit at 863-402-7250. Once again, 863-402-7250, or Detective Melissa Kurtz at 863-991-5044. Once again, 863-991-5044. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can also contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. Any arrests as a result of an anonymous tip can lead to a cash reward. A public service announcement from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Always, always, always make sure you know the person you're communicating with online or over the phone is really who they say they are. And also remember, a law enforcement agency will never ask you for payment over the phone, especially with a gift card. Your local events. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. And before that, at 2 to 4 p.m., you can go and visit Santa's Workshop at the Wauchula Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, featuring selfies with Santa, story time with Mrs. Claus, snowman greeting cards, face painting, Christmas letters, milk and cookies, and much more. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Streamsong Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. You must be self-motivated, have effective time management, communication skills, and reliable transportation. Greenhouse or agricultural experience recommended and a plus. The Mentor Network in Wauchula is looking for a caregiver. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 6 months to 1 year of experience in the human services field, be at least 18 years of age, and possess a valid and active Florida driver's license. And Advent Health in Sebring is looking for an HEPFS Services Rep Collector PRN, a high school diploma or GED, prior hospital or physician billing experience, and strong organizational and 10 key skills, are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for December 2nd. 56 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 59. Mostly sunny, no chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 4. Winds north-northeast at 8 miles an hour. Wind gusts 13 miles an hour. Humidity 37%, with the indoor humidity a little higher, 38%, slightly dry. Dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 26%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy frost early this morning. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Wind chill values around 30 this morning. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, not as cool with lows in the upper 50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let us go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. America's leading ag commodity groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, are asking the U.S. Trade Representative to deepen trade discussions in order to remove retaliatory tariffs by the European Union on U.S. food and ag exports. On November 9th, the EU imposed tariffs on American food and ag exports, the latest move related to disputes over aircraft subsidizing. According to GeorgiaFarmBureau.org, U.S. food and agriculture are once again dragged into a dispute they had nothing to do with. The USDA has imposed sanctions on five produce companies for failing to meet contractual obligations to the sellers of produce they purchased and for failing to pay reparation awards issued by the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. The companies include California-based AM Group, Texas-based Valvia Produce, and three Florida companies, Suncrest Produce Solutions, Andean Fresh Fruit, and McFoodist. The sanctions suspend their PACA licenses and bar them from engaging in PACA-licensed business without USDA approval. And the USDA also launched the Ask USDA Contact Center program that will serve as the one front door for phone chat and web inquiries, transforming how the public interacts with USDA and providing an enhanced experience for the public. Before the creation of Ask USDA, callers had to navigate dozens of phone numbers and had no chat function or online platform for self-service, creating frustration and inefficiencies.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Neopestilopsiopsis is a disease found in strawberries that has made its way to Georgia for the first time this year. The disease has been a major problem for commercial strawberry growers in Florida in the past. Dr. Phil Brandon is a plant pathologist at the University of Georgia. He says the disease is transported through contaminated rootstock from the nursery.
It's very aggressive. It causes symptoms that are similar to three or four other diseases. So it starts out with a leaf spot that can be very confusing because it looks like Phomopsis leaf spot or maybe one other leaf spot. And those are not generally that aggressive, but this one is. And it actually can defoliate the plant and really cause damage. It also causes a fruit spot, and that's similar to anthracnose. Looks very, very similar to anthracnose, but a very aggressive fruit spot, which means you can't market those fruit. And then the worst of all is it actually kills the plant outright. It goes into a crown and a root rot, which is similar to Phytophthora or anthracnose root rot. So it's got all these different diseases almost packed into one. So it's a bad, bad animal.
Dr. Brandon hopes that the Georgia weather will help in the fight against Neopestilopsiopsis, but is concerned that the disease may take off when things start to warm up again in the spring.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A day after the NASDAQ and the S&P soared to record highs, stocks opened lower this morning. On the global scene, benchmarks fell in Paris, London, Hong Kong, and Shanghai, but rose in Tokyo and Seoul. Investors speculating that coronavirus vaccines may bring on a fuller global economic recovery, despite the challenges of immunizing billions of people. Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science and a major step toward eventually ending the pandemic. Walmart.com shoppers who pay a $98 a year membership fee will get free shipping on orders of any size starting on Friday, Walmart announcing the membership perk earlier today. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Already postponed three times due to COVID issues, AFC North rivals the Steelers and Ravens face each other this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin was asked how confident he is that his team has the COVID issue under control.
You know, I don't know that I can say I'm confident of anything in this environment. I know that I got great news today that we had no positives, and I think that's the global mentality of all of us. It's day to day. It's a sensitive situation, and so you're talking about degrees of confidence and things of that nature. That's a slippery slope.
The Steelers are 10-0. Baltimore is 6-4. At least a dozen Ravens had tested positive for COVID, including quarterback Lamar Jackson. The top seven teams in the college football playoff rankings remain unchanged Tuesday as Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State continue to occupy the top four spots. Texas A&M is fifth, followed by Florida, Cincinnati, Georgia, Iowa State, and Miami. This is SRN Sports. In a top 10 college basketball matchup, 8th-ranked Michigan State defeated 6th-ranked Duke 75-69. The Blue Devils jumped out to an early 10-point lead but faded. 20th-ranked Kentucky blew a 9-point second-half lead in losing to 7th-ranked Kansas 65-62. Kentucky coach John Calipari.
We held them to 29%, 23 from the three. We end up with 12 block shots, and then you have to say, how the hell did you lose? You had 16 turnovers, 8 from your point guards.
4th-ranked Wisconsin beat Green Bay 82-42. It was 9th-ranked Creighton 94, Nebraska-Omaha 67, 12th-ranked Villanova 87, Hartford 53. Leaky Black had a big driving basket at the 102 mark, followed by a clinching free throw with 5.5 seconds left to help number 14 North Carolina beat Stanford 67-63. 17th-ranked Texas beat Indiana 66-64. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, a lot of people are afraid of heights, not me, I'm afraid of widths. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.